Chapter 17. Better is a dry piece of bread with which there is quietness than a house full of the sacrifices of quarreling. A servant that is showing insight will rule over the son who is acting shamefully, and in among the brothers he will have a share of the inheritance. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but Jehovah is the examiner of hearts. The evildoer is paying attention to the lip of hurtfulness. A falsifier is giving ear to the tongue causing adversities. He that is holding the one of little means in derision has reproached his maker. He that is joyful at another's disaster will not be free from punishment. The crown of old men is the grandsons, and the beauty of sons is their fathers. For anyone senseless, the lip of uprightness is not fitting. How much less so for a noble the lip of falsehood? The gift is a stone winning favor in the eyes of its grand owner. Everywhere that he turns, he has success. The one covering over transgression is seeking love, and he that keeps talking about a matter is separating those familiar with one another. A rebuke works deeper in one having understanding than striking a stupid one 100 times. Only rebellion is what the bad one keeps seeking, and cruel is the messenger that is sent against him. Let there be an encountering by a man of a bear bereaved of its cubs, rather than anyone stupid in his foolishness. As for anyone repaying bad for good, bad will not move away from his house. The beginning of contention is as one letting out waters, so before the quarrel has burst forth, take your leave. Anyone pronouncing the wicked one righteous, and anyone pronouncing the righteous one wicked, even both of them are something detestable to Jehovah. Why is it that there is in the hand of a stupid one the price to acquire wisdom, when he has no heart? A true companion is loving all the time, and is a brother that is born for when there is distress. A man that is wanting in heart shakes hands, going full surety before his companion. Anyone loving transgression is loving a struggle. Anyone making his entryway high is seeking a crash. He that is crooked at heart will not find good, and he that is turned around in his tongue will fall into calamity. Anyone becoming father to a stupid child, it is a grief to him, and the father of a senseless child does not rejoice. A heart that is joyful does good as a curer, but a spirit that is stricken makes the bones dry. One who is wicked will take even a bribe from the bosom to bend the paths of judgment. Wisdom is before the face of the understanding one, but the eyes of the stupid one are at the extremity of the earth. A stupid son is a vexation to his father, and a bitterness to her that gave him birth. Furthermore, the laying of a fine upon the righteous one is not good. To strike nobles is against what is upright. Anyone holding back his sayings is possessed of knowledge, and a man of discernment is cool of spirit. Even anyone foolish, when keeping silent, will be regarded as wise. Anyone closing up his own lips as having understanding.